Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Reichage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This Friday, I will be posting my 500th show, 500. It's a pretty big thing, and as such, we have a lot of really cool things lined up for you this week. We have some special guests, some super special guests, including the one, the only, the Night Nerds 2017 Writer of the Year, Cena Grace, coming up on Wednesday. That's going to be a great show. It was a lot of fun to do, and I can't wait for you all to check it out. I'm super, super stoked about it. It's going to be such a blast and so much fun. I'm excited. And then Derek's going to be on tomorrow, and Robert from Star is going to be on Thursday and Friday. Just really great stuff coming. I'm super excited. If you listen to last Friday's show, you know some of the other big news coming up, but yeah, it's really great. Oh, and Happy New Year. Today is January 1st, so Happy New Year to you all. I am hope you had a good one. I hope New Year's Eve was good. Everybody's feeling pretty good today, and you're not too hungover, hopefully. So, in honor of me hitting this 500, this milestone, since we don't have anybody today, we're going to look at other games. We're going to look at video games that are long running, that they've been around for a long time. Now, I do have a few stipulations on this. They have to have had a game like within the last 2 years, so either in 2016 or more recent. So unfortunately, that knocks out the three oldest games, the three longest running games, which are The Oregon Trail, because it started in 71, but its last one was in 2011. So that's 40 years. And then Pong started in 72, and this last one was in 2012, so it's also 40 years. And Snake, which was Blockade in 76, and Snake Rewind in 2015. It's 39 years, so great games, but just not quite. So now we're going to jump forward a little bit to a series that is 35 years and 11 months old. And that is Wolfenstein. It all started with Castle Wolfenstein back in 1981. It was on the Commodore 64, Apple II, Atari 8-bit. You could get on MS-DOS. And it just started it all. Wolfenstein has been a staple of gaming. And since, you know, for the last almost 40 years. In this game, what's neat about it is, you know, the most recent one, Wolfenstein 2, that won our Game of the Year. It's absolutely amazing. And they just continue to reinvent themselves and still go with the nostalgia and still have all the fun that they've had previously, just, you know, with new things. And so it's really great. I love the Wolfenstein games. I'll be honest, I never played Castle Wolfenstein. I mean, I wasn't alive in 81, but I haven't tracked it down. But after researching for the show, I definitely want to see if I can find a copy of it, you know, at least an emulator or something, and rock that. All right, the next longest running one, running for 36 years and 3 months, with the first release July 9th, 1981, and the most recent one also being October 27th of this year, is Mario. Started off with Donkey Kong when he was just Jumpman, and it has escalated into an empire, to say the very least. Mario Odyssey, I didn't get to really play it a whole lot, but I've heard great things about it. And Mario's a game that you can always pick up and you know you're going to love. You know it's just going to be fun and do cool things. Again, talking about reinventing while staying true. You know, whether it's like Mario 64 or Mario Sunshine, each game introduces a new element. Even the handheld ones, like, or if you go the RPG like Paper Mario, there's always really cool things these games are beloved by millions and millions and millions. I mean, Mario is one of the most recognizable faces on the face of the earth. And rightfully so, you know. He has great games, his whole family of games, whether it's Mario Kart games or Luigi's Mansion, Toad, Yoshi, Wario, the Mario and Sonic games. I mean, you see the list goes on and on and on. And he's definitely a force that is going to be around probably as long as video games are around. You know, Nintendo's been talking about doing some crazy things and maybe making games on other platforms, which they already kind of have on phones. You know, they had the Mario, Super Mario Run or whatever it was called, that, okay, I didn't like that game because everything was behind paywalls. But, you know, Mario on console is always been great, and even the bad ones are still really, really good. Number three, speaking of recognizable, edging out Mario by just a few months at 36 years and 8 months, starting in May of 1980, and most recently in September of last year, is Pac-Man. Now, Pac-Man is a franchise that doesn't need to stray. You know, they've tried a few different games, and with the exception of the Championship Edition 256 or whatever it is, where it's kind of a 3/4 down scrolling, all the good games are just the same. You know, whether it's Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man, they're a lot of fun. Super simple, yet super complicated all at the same time, because you look at it and, you know Pac-Man. You're just going around eating the little white dots, trying to avoid ghosts. But then you start throwing in fruits and power balls, and one thing leads to another, and then you have a really phenomenal game that you're playing, and that you have been playing forever. I mean, the first Pac-Man was in arcades, and it's so popular that those arcades still go for lots and lots and lots of money. But, you know, I think just about everybody has played Pac-Man, and it holds a special place, you know, in my heart for sure, but in a lot of other people's hearts. Now jumping forward a few more months, with 37 years and 2 months under the belt, starting in October of 1979, and most recently in 2016, another classic arcade game from Namco, Pac-Man's Namco, this is Namco, is Galaxian. Now, most of you are probably like, what, Galaxian? That, I don't remember that. Well, because they've changed the name a little bit. It's Galaga was a lot of the modern games, because the most recent one was Galaga Assault, and it was a lot of fun. Again, this is a game that put a spin on some previous games, you know, being able to have the multiple ships and just fighting the monster, or aliens, I guess, technically is what it would be, the alien bug things. It's really fun. And again, if you can find a cabinet of this, get it. Even if it is expensive, it is worth it. I promise you that. Our number one, by a little over a year more, at 38 years and 7 months, from June 1978, with the most recent release coming out a year ago, January of 2017, is Space Invaders. This is a game that Galaxian borrowed very heavily from, with the monsters coming down. Difference in this one is, you know, you actually have your bases that can be destroyed for good or bad, and they just keep making them. there's, you know, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, when it came out, it won so many awards, and did, whether, you know, Game of the Year, Arcade Game of the Year, Best Arcade, Top Arcade, all of it. And it really, I mean, I'm looking right now at the list of games that they've had, and the first Space Invaders has been released periodically till as recent as 2009. And, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least Space Invader games. And that's just the arcade games. That's not counting any home consoles or portable consoles or best of, anything like that. Space Invaders is a classic, and there's a reason, you know, it's been around for so long, is it has a winning formula that is great, you know, and it's like a lot of the games we've talked about, super simple. Anybody can pick it up and start playing, but incredibly difficult to actually master. And yeah, I enjoy all of these games. Really, they're all great. I don't know what that says, if that dates me or anything, because I'm not too far off from these. But there you have it. Those are some of the longest running game franchises out there. Let us know, what are some of your favorite long running games? I mean, I really do. I love Oregon Trail. They need to not remake it, just re-release it, remaster it, and bring it back, because it's another great franchise. But let us know some of your favorites either here below on SoundCloud or on social media. We're out there, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com, or just thenightnerd@outlook.com. Either one of those, I respond to all of those. Make sure you're checking out all the shows on the network. We had our Family Sounds pop up this week. That's where myself and Derek and Colby from Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words get together and just rant and rave, and they're a lot of fun. Make sure you're checking out their show too. And you can find them all over the internet at Blah Blah Podcast, including here if you want to talk to them for some reason. I mean, of course you want to talk to them, but Blah Blah Podcast at thenightnerd.com. And starting tomorrow, we launch our new DC show, DC Animated Adventures. So make sure to keep an ear out for that. It's going to be huge and it's going to be great. And I'm incredibly excited about it. It's a 3-year project that's going to be intense, but a lot of fun. So there you have it. That's it for us. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you tomorrow.